Spartans rugby is back on the menu and not a moment too soon. An integral part of the athletics program at Strathcona Tweedsmuir School, the senior boys rugby program is looking to build on its considerable history after the pandemic halted its momentum for the past two springs. "It's been awesome," said Spartan scrum half Azam Ali, a grade 12 student. "We've been trying to get out every single day, do our thing, get back on the pitch and win like we usually do. STS is known for rugby, it's a big culture here, we love to win, we love to compete, but we also love to be sportsmen and I think we've showcased that." For Spartans head coach Mark Boulian, it's been a test to build up the program once again after it was in such a good position heading into 2020. The school has long punched above its weight class in the sport with regular spots on the provincial podium, most recently as silver medalists in 2018. "The adjustment has been just the fact that we have to teach the game again," said Boulian. "That's always been difficult, and also getting game time against teams that are 15s, that's been the challenge. The league was in such a healthy place when we left and then 2 years off, kids make commitments in other things, club ball, you name it, and we're just not on the map anymore." STS Spartans Andy Love takes on Strathmore on May 4. Brent Calver, Okotoks today building enthusiasm for the sport within the school, started as a bit of a slow build with chatter in the hallways leading to more and more interest, the coach added. "What's nice is we have a system that they can run and they're starting to get it," he said. "I have excellent coaches, I've got four coaches this year and that's made a world of difference because you can separate, you can work on skills and do all of those things. And then also teaching the ethos of the game." STS has a 2-1 record in league play, punctuated most recently by a lopsided result versus Strathmore in a 10-man battle of the Spartans on May 4. "We had a lot more open field to work with," Ali said. "A lot more passing we could utilize and we're only moving forward from here." The Spartans opened the season by knocking off longtime nemesis Banff 26-14 and followed it up with a narrow 24-14 defeat to Calgary's West Island College. "We played a very, very tough WIC team and they're a good team. Those are the types of teams you're going to see in the playoffs," Boulian said. "It's really nice to see a good team and I'm happy with the progress, but again it's hard to say until you face that real competition. Programs have always struggled to get guys in and we just want to help the whole community to be better. There are some really good coaches in this league and a really strong foundation and I'm hoping it returns back to where it was before. HTA is still the standard bearer, a program we look up to, program we want to admire and Banff is also a quality program." The STS Spartans rugby team take on Strathmore on May 4. Brent Calver, Okotoks today going forward, prioritizing practice time and having every member of the team better acquainted with one another and the team concepts will be vital to reaching its goals, Ali added. "We're just glad to be back at it again," Ali said. "We had to wait those 2 years and haven't played since grade 9 and it's definitely been a while. But being able to get back on the pitch has been absolutely amazing. Getting to work with the younger grades, being able to work with the team again has been incredible. We definitely have the numbers and the first impressions are pretty good. I think we can build the team, we can definitely get better, but that just comes with time. We're hoping to make provincials, win provincials, that's the end goal. But right now we're working on our skills as a team and developing."